typically when I meet someone interesting at a networking event, I follow up within 24 hours, you know, usually just through an email. I reiterate our conversation, how we might be able to work together, whether it's, you know, I might be able to use them as a resource, or maybe I can do some work for them, find some way to collaborate, or even just, you know, we might be able to refer each other somehow. Just some sort of suggestion and reiteration of what it is that we talked about and who I am. So I get this call the other day.
Hey, Roland, how you doing? Why'd you send that email to my personal email address?
Well, that's the email address you gave me when we met. It's on your business card.
Well, please send that info to my business email address, okay?
Sure. Please tell me what email address I should use. Let me write that down.
Okay, I'll email to you later. Take care.
Click. Later that day, I get an email from the caller's personal email address with his business email address. Oh, come on. Get your act together. First off, why couldn't you just go and like forward the email from your personal address to your business address and then reply from your business address with all your contact information? Instead, going and calling me with this whole little round robin thing, and you still end up like using the wrong email account. You know what I'm saying? So, this is episode 9. The show's found at hatesomethingchangesomething.com, and every week we talk about things that we dislike about business and how to make improvements for the better. Let's change the way business is done. Don't accept as an answer, well, that's the way we've always done it. That excuse no longer flies. We have access to many tools, thought leaders, big ideas. So if you hate something, change something. If you don't want to be part of the solution, then you're just contributing to the problem. This week, we're talking about getting your act together. Example of annoying things that make you look extremely unprofessional and can tick off the people that you do business with. Example 2. I got 4 calls in the last couple of weeks from people offering to mount a recent newspaper article about me. It's something that it was a profile, it appeared in the business section of a local paper. You know, pretty cool. Didn't necessarily drive any new sales leads, but it got me a lot of recognition because as I went around to networking events, people I knew and didn't knew actually came up to me and said, hey, I saw you in the paper. So now it did work in the sense of creating phone calls from people who wanted to sell me stuff. So so it worked on the B2B perspective of people selling me stuff. It didn't work on the perspective of getting me new leads that I can do work for. But here are 4 phone calls that I got specifically from people all in the same little niche business. And it's a niche business of taking articles that appear in the paper, mounting them on like a nice wood board, laminating them, you know, make them just look attractive, and you hang them up in the wall so it looks impressive to people who come into your office. So here's the example of the worst of these 4 phone calls I got. Hi, this is Roland Reinhardt. How can I help you?
Yeah, you were in the paper recently.
Yes, that's true.
You wouldn't want that mounted on wood, would you?
No, thank you. Hang up. Abruptly, without even a sales pitch of any sort. What the hell are you thinking? I mean, you know, it just made no sense to me. It's like, you were in the paper recently, you wouldn't want that mounted on wood, would you? That's just, you're just setting yourself for doom and failure. Now, on the flip side of those calls, the best one I received was more like this. You know, called me, was buttering me up. Hey, that was a really nice write-up about you. Identified what paper it is, identified what company she was with, told me how, you know, they could mount this thing, and it would look really attractive for your business prospects when you bring them into the office, blah, blah, blah. Even told me, you know, outright it's going to be, you know, $125, whatever it was. Can I send you an invoice right away and we'll get this to you within 7 days? That was a considerably different approach, but it worked very well because, you know, they gave me all the information I needed to know to make a quick decision and, you know, even stroked my ego a little bit. You know, in the end, I still didn't do it. But, you know, it just shows you there are ways of handling a situation that are going to set you up for doom and just irritate the other person. Or, you know, it could positively, work to your advantage. So, another example. I got this email. It's for somebody in financial industry. The email is very short and simple, and it's like, I've uploaded a flyer for a workshop on estate planning for families with special needs. If you know anyone who might find value in this, please pass it along. On our homepage, go to the files tab on the left side. Okay. And that was it. That's literally all there was in this email. There was no link to find this document. There was no attachment. And I really appreciate that there wasn't like some massive attachment to the email. But it made no sense because in this case, the person who's sending from the email address, it's didn't send it from the email address of their business. So I don't even know where to go. It just like, it made no sense. Why would you send me an email without saying to go to the website to do something, but then you don't even send me the link to the website and you don't even send it from an email address that matches the website URL. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. You just sort of, you know, and I'm not about to go and reply and say, oh yeah, can you give me some more information? Because quite frankly, my time's valuable. It wasn't interest of me, so I deleted it. However, if they had given me all the information, maybe I might have filed it away and found somebody who would have been appropriate for. So, you know, just unfortunately, somebody, you need to really think a little bit more carefully about pushing an email like that. Example 4, customer walks into your front office. What do they see? Do they see this disorganized mess? Do they see physical obstacles that get in the way and people have to maneuver around the mess just to get to you? Are there stupid looking things in there that, you know, maybe you find cute back in the 70s, but are hideous to the rest of us? Think about it. You know, what is your first impression that you're making, whether it's on the phone, whether it's an email, whether it's in person? You know, how do you look? How do you present yourself? How does your business represent itself? There's a show on A&E. If you go to aetv.com and search for We Mean Business, you know, it's another one of these shows where, again, critiquing how a business is failing, similar to the Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmare concept, except it goes towards like little small businesses. And the good thing is they have lots of great examples of business owners who are just not thinking about first impressions, and they come in with a designer and, you know, they come in and, you know, sort of critique how the presentation to the in-store traffic looks like and how you can go and make that better. And there's often a lot of resistance, but it's still good examples. You just check that out. The point is, you know, just because you think something is cool and cute doesn't necessarily mean that the rest of us are going to be very open to it. And it doesn't mean it's a conversation starter either. Examples 5, 6, 7 through infinity. The client who never shows up for your scheduled phone calls. The guy who shows up unprepared for every single meeting. The girl who misses every deliverable, every deadline. The client who pays you late consistently. The prospect who keeps asking for freebies, yet he's never returned the favor. How about that soul-sucking leech who can never find a positive word to say about anything and just wants to drag you down to her black lagoon of misery? I could go on and on and on, and I'm sure there's probably all sorts of images popping in your head. So my challenge to you is twofold. Start paying attention to the things that you do that might irritate the people you do business with, your prospects, your customers, your coworkers, your employees. Look carefully, closely, think hard about it, and get your act together. Because you know what? We're all too busy to deal with nonsense. Our time is too valuable. We need to stop bad behavior around us. We need to make more efficient use of the way we do things. And similarly, challenge, outright challenge the people around you that are showing disrespect for your time. You know, if you're getting one of these calls from somebody who's just acting, you know, grumpy and upset, or is just sucking your time and not giving you anything in return, be polite, of course, but tell them you're not happy about this behavior, that there's no benefit to you to be engaged in this conversation, or that they should approach you differently because it's just ending up being a waste of your time. You know, challenge the bad behavior around you. Fix what you're doing wrong and try to go and politely remind people around you that they need to go and act together too. We can't use the excuse that we're all too busy. We need to use an excuse that we're going to do whatever we can to improve things and improve it internally and improve it by everything around you. So I'd really love it if you'd share some examples of how you vow to become better at something, or example of the bad behavior around you that's getting under your skin and driving you nuts. By the way, last week, I issued a comfort challenge asking everyone to try to do something new to promote their businesses. I'd still love to hear some feedback on that. So if you missed that episode, listen to episode 8. All show notes and everything can be found at hatesomethingchangesomething.com. And to leave your feedback, whether it's on things you're doing to self-improve, things I'm doing to promote your business, things about other people that are just ticking you off from a business perspective, you can shoot an email, feedback@hatesomethingchangesomething.com. You can always get this podcast free via email. Just go to the website and you can subscribe to receive each episode as it's published. You can also get it in your favorite music player. There's links to the iTunes Music Store if you want to listen to it in your iPod, or Microsoft Zune Marketplace if you want to listen to it in your Zune. You can get the RSS feed if you want to put it in any other popular podcatcher to get it into another MP3 device. And I'd love to just, you know, shout out, if you want to check out some PodSafe music, go visit the PodSafe Music Network. There's great artists and music over there. And of course, you know, if you also want to check out some other cool podcasts or publish your own thing, go over to Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. And if you really, really want to do me a favor, aside from leaving feedback, which is what I want, you know, I want feedback so everybody can share some valuable information with each other. We can all learn something. It's not all about me talking. But, you know, go and tell a friend. Send this link to someone and say, hey, you know, check this show out. You might get some value out of this. I appreciate that. So that's it. Go out there, shake things up a bit, and make some noise. Take care.